the month of God. In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful, salam and welcome to the program. We are with you with the last episode of the special series for Ramadan. The month of Ramadan was the best period for attaining proximity of God through obeying His commands. The Noble Quran in many ayahs calls on us to be hopeful of God's mercy and forgiveness. Ayah 87 of Surah Yusuf, for instance, reads, "Do not despair of Allah's mercy. Indeed, no one despairs of Allah's mercy except the faithless lot." In view of this, despair of God's mercy is one of the greatest sins in Islam. Hope is a valuable gift from God. Hope and optimism strengthen positive thinking in human being, and positive thinking will double man's motive to continue life with more energy. Such a person will make this utmost effort to reach lofty goals. Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, says, "I swear by the one which there is no God but him, that the goodness of the world and the hereafter will not be attained by a faithful unless through optimism, hoping God's favor, good morals, and refraining from backbiting the faithful." Eid al-Fitr is the first day of the Islamic month of Shawwal and one of the greatest Islamic feasts. Fasting is haram or religiously forbidden on this day. In fact, it is the day of thankfulness to God for fasting the blessed month of Ramadan. Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, says, "Adorn your feast with takbir, saying, Allahu Akbar." In another hadith, he is narrated as saying, "Adorn the feast of Fitr and Adha with La ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, walhamdulillahi wa subhanallah." The end of the 1 month of fasting is a joyous gift from God, which is manifested in Eid al-Fitr. The commander of the faithful, Imam Ali, peace upon him, says, "When the crescent of the month of Shawwal appears, the angels raise their voices, saying, O faithful, come and receive your gifts." Imam Ali, peace upon him, also says, "Know that the nearest thing that has been made for the faithful men and women is that, on the last day of the month of Ramadan, an angel calls on behalf of God, O servants of God, take this good news that God has forgiven your past sins. So think on your future and new life as how you will live." In the last episode of this series, let us recite the special supplication of Imam Sajjad for bidding farewell to the month of Ramadan. Farewell to you, the best companion of times. Farewell to you, the best month in days and hours. Farewell to you, the month in which the aspirations neared and the good deeds increased. Farewell to you, the companion whose being is valuable and whose loss is sad, and the source of hope whose departure is painful. Farewell to you, the companion whose coming causes calm and whose going is horrible. Farewell to you, the neighbor in which the hearts were softened and the sins decreased. Farewell to you, as you brought us blessings and washed away the pollution of our sins. Farewell to you, while we have no grudge from you or any bitterness of your fasting. Farewell to you, that we desired you before your coming and sad before your departure. Farewell to you and your night of Qadr, which is better than 1,000 months. Farewell to you, as we were so attached to you yesterday, and we will be so eager to you tomorrow. O God, we are the people of this month whereby you ennobled us and helped us with your favor, while the wretched ignored it and were deprived of its grace due to their misery. And it is you who has chosen us for its recognition and guided us for its tradition. And indeed, you have been our patron in helping us to fast and pray in it, although we have come short in it and fulfilled little of much. O God, all praises belong to you, while we admit our evil deeds and confess our destructive acts, while we are remorseful in our hearts and apologize you with honest tongues. So, for the shortcoming that we have done in this month in relation to your obedience, reward us in a way that we achieve desirable grace and attain various savings that we have been yearning for. And accept our apology in shortcoming to fulfill your right and prolong our life till the next month of Ramadan. And when we reach the next Ramadan, help us worship you as it behooves you, and take us to the position that behooves your obedience, and make us do the deeds that will fulfill your right in this Ramadan and the next one. O God, bless Muhammad and progeny of Muhammad, and compensate for our calamity of departure of our month, and bless us in your feast and breaking the fast, and make it among the best days that have lapsed and brought your pardon and removed our sins.